Down to right and beginning this fine session with Viola picking peas, shelling peas in the kitchen, 2 whole hours of it. This Monday, the 8th of July, 74. And she's the one who lived with Sharp down in front of Patterson's, Burnett Patterson's, with Sharp. And this is channel 2 right and beginning of the visit with Viola this Monday, the 8th of July, 74.
I see. You need a paper?
You don't have a pen.
Yeah, I got pens. What you like best?
I like a dish pen the best if you got one.
Well, I don't know if I've got one around here. This'll do right here, won't it? I'll get a paper. You just sit there.
It just won't jump away.
Yeah.
What about a sack? I'm gonna turn the fan on for you soon. Let's sit in here.
Oh, that fan will give me a cold.
Well, I don't mean on you.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna turn it on you. I'm just gonna turn it over here. Let's put it right here so we can sit. No, we're not going to turn any fan on you. Oh. Let me put it. Now, we can stick it right down the table. And you pull your chair up right here. That's right. And I'll help pick two.
You going to get a piece, Ella?
Well, I'm going to learn. Now, you're going to teach me. You're going to show me how.
I'll give me something to put the hole
well,
on.
All
right.
I want to see you in the kitchen. Let me give you a little fan.
She said she doesn't want his fan on her. Give her a cold, but I told her
that if you put that cold in here, or I put the hole in, it'll be nice.
Well, it'll give you a cold every
yeah.
time.
I ain't used to.
Well, if it don't give you a cold, it'll give you a crick.
Dishpan, and isn't it awful? I didn't have a dishpan.
Well, they won't jump away from me and get on the floor.
Watch you. See how you do it.
You never shell any?
Yeah, but I don't shell them right.
There's nothing to do with shell. Some of these peas are kind of rotten.
Yeah, well, we don't want those, do we?
Sometimes one or two get in here, though.
When they don't look right, I just throw them away. That's all I know to do. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Daisy shelled some of them, some for us the other day. I tell you, it takes such a long time. Do you like to shell them? Look, he found a dishpan.
Okay. I got my ready there just about full. Got to be cleaned out, though.
Now, what was Sharp good for? Was he pretty good at anything?
He used to be a carpenter. But You gotta throw you one new one.
Well, could he find things and stuff like that?
Well, he didn't do much of it since he was with me. But he said he used to.
Hmm?
He said he used to.
Well, now you see, I'm not a pea picker, but I found this dishpan for you.
I wouldn't want that in there.
Well, now you have to tell me, because you told me what I... If that didn't cook hard, don't put it in.
No, it cooked like the rest of them, but it's just a different color.
Oh, let me see that. Yeah, well, that's the old speckle pea, isn't it?
Yeah.
How'd that get in there?
Well, I mix it up seeds sometimes.
You put them in your freezer?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
I just wash them and put them in a plastic bag.
You don't blanch them? You
no,
don't
ma'am.
Boil them a little bit?
No, ma'am.
And they keep?
Keep pretty good. Keep till I get through eating them up.
How do you cook them?
How I cook them?
How do you cook them?
I just put them in the pot and boil them. I don't defrost them before I put them in there. I just put them on in the pot.
Do you want some water?
I guess.
What am I going?
Meat and stuff, my flavor stuff in there. And what is this? A major?
You don't want that?
This pan.
This pan?
Yes, sir. Oh, the way it is, Red, I'll wash it out. Look good in there.
Okay, wash it out good. Now, if I had a little something, hey, chili.
This little old pan's all right.
Well, I talked to Sharp, and he seemed to be, I thought he was, well, you know, he'd do a lot of things.
Yeah. Well, he done got so he wasn't able to do much then. He thought he was able, but he wasn't.
Was that his little patch out there in front of your house?
I see what was green.
Ah, you had rows of a lot of things out there, don't you remember?
Yes, me his.
Well, did he know anything about a garden or anything?
Yeah. He's an older rat smart about farming. He used to wait for Mr. Wood.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Well, where did he come from?
He used to slow it.
But he lived around here?
His home and then used to start and he was helping to come through here to fix up Mr. Jesse Walker's house.
Oh, really?
And when he got here, he stayed.
Well, well, now you see, I didn't know that. I didn't have any idea. I sure didn't.
You see, they had to move out to have it fixed. So he come along, he fixed it and let him stay right on there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Jesse and
Amy.
When I see Jesse, I never saw him. He'd gone when I got here. But Amy, I used to see her all the time.
Grass has got the house now.
Yeah. I don't see Francis though. I used to go by there, you know, and Amy'd be sitting out there, and I'd stop and sit on the porch with her. I put some cows in there one time. Oh, it was heavy land. You talk about heavy land, don't you? You know, right down there a little bit below, Amy?
Yeah.
Right there where it's low. That's
yeah, but we played it down there one year.
Oh?
Water took it.
Yeah. You just have to replant it, wouldn't you?
And let it alone.
Just let it alone?
Yeah.
Well, when I put them cows there, it hadn't been plowed in some time, and that hair grass was as sick as anything I ever saw. Oh, it was sick.
Mm-hmm.
She tells me that she almost died several years ago. Tell God what you told me. It's hard to believe.
Who's that?
Well, Warner. I always had some the wrong thing in my mouth.
That's something for you to spit in.
Oh, that's what brought that from
yeah.
me?
Yeah.
If you want it.
We can get you some more.
That's what I always use when I
yeah.
chew tobacco.
Yeah.
And we can always get you some more of that stuff if you want it.
Yeah. When I was laying down, I had a spell of sickness not laying down there one night. They asked me, is something wrapped, look like it's coming right through the top of the house? They asked me, would I be willing to take care of another old sick man? I said, no, Jesus, I said, I'm down here sick now. I'm trying to get to go to my church. I'm hoping I can get up and go to my church, I said. And I'm going to take care of another old sick man. Will you be willing to say you took care of old sick lady? I wondered for the longest who was the old sick lady. But I could come to America.
And this voice just told you this.
Yeah, there's a voice coming right through the top of the house. See. If you're willing to do what I say, thou heed. And spoke it two or three times, and I hear you. I jumped about that bed, and I don't know what I done when I jumped about that bed. I told you, I said, yeah, I'll do anything you say to me. And I got right up and been going ever since.
Is that
fine? Yeah.
Now, how can you believe that?
And I was a sick woman, too.
You thought you was going to die.
Yeah, my brother had done said he had done told me he's coming out there to stay. Because he didn't thought I was going to live. When he come back next time, he said, oh, it's still. You ain't going to die.
Well, what do you think?
And then they told me, one of the words told me, said, don't worry about no welfare. I said, don't worry about no welfare.
Don't worry about any welfare?
Yeah. And I went to the store that Friday. I had a welfare check.
How about that?
And your husband told me there wasn't going to send me there. And I went right on 985. And they done said one. One come somewhere.
That's something. Well, what do you think happened?
Well, that was the Spirit of the Lord. Let me know I could be healed, and then showed me he could heal me. And he healed me and let me go on back to the church. He even told me to bring the church to me.
Now, what was that? You said you couldn't go to church?
Yeah. I said I wasn't able to go to church. And I want to get, and talking about taking care of another man. And I ain't able to go to church. And I want to go to church. So he let me know you can hear him and let me go on to the church.
I'm done. Now.
Was that the time you...
And this old lady, what he was speaking about, I had forgot about that. This is old lady Janet Gill. I used to see after her. I would go to her house every day. She brought him. Nobody else couldn't, no other woman couldn't go there. Could no woman go there but me. She run him away.
Wow.
And they had been here around her for years. She wouldn't let them come there. If she slick away, I said, wouldn't let them come. God, so she come to my house. I told her one day, I said, you come through these woods again to my house. I said, if you come, why don't you come to the road, not come through the woods. I said, you come through these woods again, come out there and stay. Well, she got there. I went and got her. I told her, if you come through these woods again, I'm going to put a switch on. Would you put a switch on an old lady like you? Me? I said, if you come through these woods again, I'm going to put a switch on. I just told her that, you know. I wouldn't have heard of nothing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing, I didn't want her to get hurt. And so, but when we moved, before we moved, she had to go to the old home. And we told her that she'd get all right. She'd be all right and come back, and they let her come back. That we'd build a house and put in. I said, no, they get back. She died. Name was Danny Jook.
Where she live?
I'm down there. There's a little old, you know where Miss Smith stay?
Yeah.
Well, I stayed in a little house across in front of Miss Smith.
Oh, I see.
Then she stayed over there in that little house that done fell down now.
Yeah. They're right down there in the same neighborhood.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to see after old folks, what older than I am. I done got older. Wonder, would anybody be that way by me?
No, it won't happen to you. No, it's always other fella. Yeah.
Of course, he was showing up old. He's old as he's showing up.
Yeah.
He had a dog there, well. And the dog got stick bit. And she killed that snook. And then didn't tell nobody nothing. She been to a dog and put a dog in the house with her. And the dog died at that side. That's a scent. It's a shark. He went down there and dead dog. You want a flower on the dog, please.
Yeah.
Shark told him he wasn't stud mud for no flower.
Oh, he did?
I said, Mr. Shark told her that. I said, don't tell her that. Go ahead and put something on the dog, please. It's satisfied. Do everything you can to satisfy. Oh.
Did it?
He worried about a dog.
Did he put some on?
I put some.
You did. That's what I figured.
Well, he said he done done enough to get a dog. Now he wasn't going to do no more. I could cook for her, I see, but she wouldn't. Nobody else been that come there, so I'm going to cook something for her. Oh, the man, you know what I want me? I said, what you want, Miss Jane? She said, listen now. She said, I want me some biscuits. You gonna cook them? No, cook them there. I said, yeah. I want me a pork chop and some shrimp. I said, well, I got some shrimp to the house. I eat your shrimp, but I ain't eat nobody else's. Well, I cooked her some biscuits and I cut her, cooked her pork chop. Yeah, that's a shit. Oh, she sat down and she enjoyed that so good. And she got her to go off. Oh, she hated that thing. She hated the leave so bad, she didn't know what to do. She got to cry. But the other people got it up to get rid of them.
To get rid of her.
Yeah. She could stay it on. And I'd have seen after that on, but the other people, they wasn't satisfied because she didn't like them. Now Miss Lyle, she got so she could come to you. She let her come to you. And she got away from him. Loud or would you stay right down there?
Oh, yes. Miss Liza died in 66 or 7.
And when?
67. It's been a good while.
Been that long?
It's shameful, ain't it? Yeah. Yeah, sure had it.
I know she died so Sharp died.
When did Sharp die?
She died in Sydney, I think.
Yeah.
She was dead 4 years, going on 5.
Well, was Sharp still living down there where I knew about him?
Yeah.
Now, where you living now?
Yeah.
You living there now?
Yeah. That's my little home.
Well, it's you got plenty of room there.
Yeah. Well, my brother, he stays there part of the time.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
He comes out from Gainesville.
Yeah.
But he don't come out enough to help your farm.
Well, he talk like he get a good place he stay out in the farm. I see where he at there in Gainesville. He got some pretty good piece of land there. Planted something on him. He just be back as a foul. I hear from him every day. If he don't get you, he call me up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh.
I don't know him, do I?
No, sir. I don't think so.
I don't remember seeing him.
He joined the church here. He come to me to church on Sunday.
Well,
he wasn't here this Sunday, but he and Jenny B's here. Every Sunday.
Well, what do you know? Well, that's nice.
Uh-huh.
Which church you go to?
Mario. Name place. It's Centerport used to be. They call it Mario now. Where they're building that new church.
Yeah. That's a good place for one. However, there's not as so many people live right close as they used to. It must have been.
He is one of the deacons.
Oh, your brother?
Yeah.
What's his name, bro?
William E. Black.
William?
Yeah. Most all of us call him Bully.
Oh, is that? Oh, I see. Yeah. More people who know him by Bully than what William, huh?
Yeah. See, she picks up a handful of peas and holds them in her hand.
Yeah.
And shells them like that, and I pick them up one at a time.
She goes about three times.
Really pretty. She always gone to the one.
Yeah. Not all of them good.
A half of them in this whole rotten.
Oh, is it? Well, I just eat them rotten and all, looks like. Wonder if I'm getting any rotten ones over here.
She says he's gonna use these dried ones for seed, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's so she screened them out.
And put in some more.
Yeah.
Sometime.
What's the name of these peas? You know? They're not black eyes.
Cream peas.
Cream peas.
Yeah.
I see.
They're a nice eating pizza. I like them better not do any other pizza.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm. What are you cooking with?
Well, I'm mostly cooking mine with butter because there's a whole lot of these bacon.
But butter don't season them up much, does it?
Yeah. That blue bonnet.
That'll season them a little?
Yeah. But you can cook them with meat. But the doctors don't allow me to eat bacon.
Yeah.
I think I have to put something else in my.
So you just don't eat it. A lot of people, the doctor doesn't allow to eat, but they go ahead and eat it.
Don't be hard-headed and then throw myself
I guess you've seen enough of that. You don't want to go that away yourself.
That's true. Don't be hard-headed.
No.
I ain't no big hard to go on.
No.
Well, when the Lord sees fit, I know he's going to take me. But I ain't no big hard.
That's what happened to Mag, you know. Mag Jackson, she had that medicine, but there's nobody there to make her take it.
Mm-hmm.
And she is pretty good shape when I got on here, but she went down fast.
Sure did. All at once.
Yeah. She wouldn't take that medicine. A lot of them, you know, there's got to be somebody there to see that they go ahead and take the medicine.
Oh, she wasn't no young woman.
How far along would you say she was?
I don't know, but she got a daughter about my age. And I'm 65.
Well, oh. Well, now let me see. Mag died when I first come down here. And that's...
her daughter's along the same age.
I come down here around, that would be around 62 when she died.
Yeah.
That's been 10, 12 years. Well... is her daughter your age?
Yes, sir.
Well, she...
I know her when I was a girl. I mean, her used to be the girl. I used to stay out there in the hammock when I was a girl. On Mr. Wallace's order farm.
Oh, really?
Out there at Hickman.
Yeah. How far from town?
Lucy Ma.
Yeah.
And you raised vegetables?
Yeah. And they used to farm out there.
You don't wear gaudy clothes like she does, though.
Yeah.
You don't dress up in gaudy clothes like,
well.
She does.
You don't wave on the farm. I'm old farmer.
No, all she does is set in the pressing club. I guess.
Well, I can't stay dressed up when I'm an old farmer.
And you like that farming?
Yes, ma'am. I used to work for Mr. Wood, Mr. Richardson. Raised up on the farm. So hard to know nothing. Wait till the mill a little bit.
Hold and picked and...
I was over to see my boss lady the other day. She's kind of sick. Just made water. I wasn't know her enough.
Oh, yes. Down there in McIntosh.
Yeah.
And she's complaining?
Yes. I forgot what kind of complaints she said she had. Sitting there with a speech up on him. So.
Well, last time I seen her, she looked like she
used to make dresses for me when I was a little girl.
Is that right?
Not a little girl, I put a good side girl, because she ain't too much older than me.
Yeah. Yes, she's been hanging around down there a good long while, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Let me see. Pettish, what was her name?
Miss Pettish. Miss Pettish, she died. That was a stepmom. That's me wanting a stepmom.
Yeah.
Well, she raised her. And she thought, always thought of his brother. Just like she did her daughter.
I was trying to get her name straight.
Post office, I know she must have thought of his brother. And she used to run the post office, and they wanted to get after Miss Pettis to give it up.
Yeah. Pettis. That's
the
name. Yeah.
Mr. Pettis was his naval order's father.
Them was pretty good times, wasn't it, when you lived out there on that place?
Yeah. Work, you put it with hard.
Did you work hard?
Yeah, we'd work on, we'd mostly work on the farm. My daddy's shell crop. So he died. He died out there. They'd always have work for us to do. There's nowhere but on his little farm. Make us work too.
Make you keep at it.
Cause after I got grown, I was glad of it. They made us work so we'd know how to do.
Yes,
sir. So I'd have been fired off the job a minute a day if they hadn't made me work. So they wouldn't have known how to do on the other people's farms.
Yeah.
I feel he sees his son home because he don't know what to do.
Yeah.
But my mom and daddy made us go on work, so we learned.
Yeah. Well, you thought that you was having a hard time then.
I remember I used to be picking peas. Mama had a sweet bucket in her apron. And I couldn't pick no peas on no skin. I'd be looking at the sweet. That big, I ain't no lot of big peas. I'm so glad one day my daddy come out there in the field. He said, "Cole?" He said, "What in the world are you doing with that hanging on the side?" "Maybe you're feeling what?" He said, "Well, you getting more work out of you, put that switch down." Because them children in the room are crying and looking at their feet. Mom got shame, she put that switch down.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could work. We wasn't looking on no switch.
Oh, you just couldn't keep your eyes off that switch?
No, ma'am. But I know when she hit, she hurt.
Yeah, you feel it.
Yeah, sir. What mad people do with the children now? Because I'm glad they let people do it to them now, because they get old shoe or anything and knock them down. My mama didn't knock us down with a shoe. She did a switching thing out of the leg.
Yeah.
And that's the way the hooker tells you for hooking.
Yeah, that'll make him step high.
Yeah, not go away and bump me over the side of the head, you'd be crazy.
Yeah, like a mule.
Your brain damaged then. Every time you get mad, you take a shoe or something and hit him or slap him over, take your fist and draw back and knock him over, he'd be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I see that's the way to do it, you know.
But now you...
These young folks do this to them. Oh, I'm going to haul off and knock them over. Ooh.
That's
and that gives me the all over. And I see one not take a child and just knock it home.
Yeah.
It ain't my child, but I tell you the truth. I love children. I love to see them whooped if they don't do right. But don't take your fist and knock the child over.
Well, but you done better. When your mama had some candy in her pocket?
Well, she didn't have no switch in her apron. She had a switch right away. I'd be sitting there looking at her. Yeah. She wouldn't be picking no peas at all. Yeah.
You just be looking at that switch.
I'd be reaching with one hand, picking peas and looking at that switch. My daddy come out there and see us one day. He watched us a long time. Come on up to the door. Them children ain't gonna do nothing. You know, you got that switch. You put that switch down there, pick some peas. And when he put that switch down, I could take both hands and go home and take the best I could. I wasn't no pea picker, but I had to do his better when she put that switch down. You just see how the crate's coming up now? Oh, I'm showing TP now, for.
And that was your mama?
Yeah.
And her name was Cora?
Yeah. She's been dead about 24 years, I think.
Oh, that's a long time.
It does. Yes.
How long you been knowing Sharp?
Yeah.
Was that about when he come here?
Yeah.
Last time I seen him, he was right feeble.
Yeah.
Down there at his house, and he just couldn't get going that day.
Well, he got so he couldn't walk. And they come got him. His sisters come got him.
Yeah.
I hear her tell her. Well, I couldn't get you to come stay with me, but I guess I can handle you now. And the way she said. So I went. I went to the doctor also with him. My son had told him in.
Yeah.
And she told me. And her sister, his sister come down there. She told me, she let him go. That's what the nurse told him. She let him go now. See. Because if he stay here, he won't live 2 weeks, over 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But if he go, he might do better. And say, then, So you'll bring him back, won't you? That's all. She wouldn't you bring him back. But she wouldn't let us hear what she told me. And I didn't hear what they talk about. She asked her what she bring him back when he get better. She said, yeah. And so, they carried him. The nurse told me, said, you better let him go, cause he stay here ain't gonna do it for 2 weeks now. Then you keep on worrying, you'll be dead. So you sick now, and you need somebody to see after you, instead of you seeing after him.
Is that what she told you?
Yeah. I said, well, I ain't gonna run him away if he don't wanna go. You should know that when you be around with, but his sister warned him, and let his sister have him. And he done told me that he didn't want to go.
Oh.
Didn't want to go with her. His sister. He wanted to stay here.
And at that time, you wasn't doing good yourself.
No, sir. I was about to go in the morning.
Huh?
About to go in the pneumonia.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And it wasn't anybody take care of you?
Yeah. No. So, he went on back and he didn't live. That in one day, live in a week.
Oh.
Of course, he did. Well, one thing, he didn't want to stay there. I don't know. I don't know how to treat him, but he didn't want to stay there.
Well, who took care of you?
My daughter come home and stayed a while.
Yeah.
And my brother, he stayed there with me.
Oh, I see. Is he any good around the house?
My brother?
Uh-huh.
He's just fine.
Some of them ain't much good around the house,
mm-hmm.
Are
they? He's just fine. He took care of my mother till she died.
I'll tell you somebody I haven't seen in a good while. That's that fella who lives over there in front of you. What's his name? Patterson.
Patterson.
Yes.
How about the boys or the man?
The man.
He went off, but he's back now.
He went off?
He went to see his father.
In Miami.
Yeah. He's back now.
Yeah.
He's somewhere on that tractor now, I think.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I haven't seen that tractor.
Mm-hmm. You can usually hear it if you don't see it.
You see, when Miss Bessie was living, I'd sit down there on that porch a whole lot.
Yeah.
And I'd see just about everybody, you know, sooner or later.
Yeah.
But now, I don't go down there anymore. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody there.
Yeah.
And, so, I don't, back here, you can't see who's passing.
That's fine.
Well, I miss old Patterson running that school bus.
Yes, sir.
Oh, he did run that bus.
That.
Yes, sir. And they all talked about him being reckless with it, you know, and he never had any trouble with that bus. Never did.
Mm-hmm.
Never run into anything, did he? Did I ever heard of?
I ain't never heard of you.
No.
Oh, they're going to talk about it. Don't talk about it. Don't care how good you do. People just got their mouth and they're going to talk.
Yeah. Patterson plowed for me some once. And it was dry up there on that corner. Oh, it was dry.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a plow, and his plow wouldn't quite get on in it and cut.
Mm.
It's just too dry, hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I ought to know better than to plow it, you know, when it was that dry.
Mm.
I don't think he much wanted to plow it at that time. But you see, if you're going to pay him, he make the money. He can use the money, so he'll go ahead and do it.
I mean, no, that's just the money.
You got to have it.
You know, she had two of those hampers flung full of peas, John.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And she was just resting a little bit during the noon. So hot out there when I got there. You've picked many a pea, haven't you?
Yes, ma'am. I've been picking over there where you got them dead eyes. Over there by myself. I'm by my 6, 7, 8, 6 sometime, 8 sometime.
I didn't know you had any black eyes.
It's over there close where I stay.
Oh, yeah.
Not far from where I stay. Over there where that little house sitting out in the field. And the trash field out there. That little house about to fall on out there in the trash field. Where that steel gate is.
Yeah.
You got a watermelon back over there somewhere, and you got peas back over there. Peas not for me, the watermelon.
Who's other?
Isaac.
Oh, they are.
Oh,
well, are there still some over there?
I don't think there is. I think the people done got loose in them. They'll pick them for you, you know. They ain't gonna play no. They'll pick you on one.
Is that
they
right?
They have it well off one of their big ones. They get a job more than you will.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I guess Isaiah was used to that, ain't he? He's had that happen to him before.
He ain't used to it, he's Lord. And he put an animal off and close to him. You know him.
I used to think it'd be fun to have a whole bunch of people out in the patch, you know, working in the field.
You can't get them to do nothing. These old children, they like to have money, but they ain't gonna pick no peas. That's the boy that I say, you wanna go with me to pick peas?
No.
Because I was a little boy too, and we've been picking watermelon, helping with the watermelon. My Maggie told me when the peas first got there, if they need him, he'd help. Or she needed to work for. Well, I asked her, I see. One little boy. I said, I'd bring him out here and let him help pee you if you didn't care. He said, well, you can bring one of them. I said, well, I don't want to bring but one. But I can't do nothing. If two of them get out there, they'll just be running over the two pairs.
Just be playing.
Yeah. He said, well, go down and bring Tara. That's his phone. So I told her about it. What he said. And told that boy, no, he don't keep no peace. Come out there one day and got a mare. I'm saying. Asked a whole lot of questions. And he said he might be out back out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't seen him no more. Said he come to the house and had some soda water.
Would that, if you had plenty of soda water out there, would that make any difference?
Well, yes. It makes a big difference because they come there all the time by.
Would they come out there and pick peas if they had soda water?
No, they wouldn't come out there and pick the peas. They'd come get the soda water.
Oh, they do like that soda water.
Yes, sir. I was sitting with a church. When he's going up to the church, so after we're selling down the church, I just keep it right on. Let him buy it now. I'll carry that donation to the church. Every pastor would say, I just go ahead and pay $5. Well, the rest of them pay $2, but I pay. I get the soda water now. Sell some. Sometimes I do pretty good. That'll help me pay my fee.
Yes.
And they still want it right on. Well, they're quite worrisome sometimes, I tell you the truth. Run by our field, I quit. But they're selling so worrisome.
Children are worrisome?
Yeah, they come there and say, I own a 2CRC. Now they look at that box and they see how many Pepsi-Colas in there. You know, I don't believe I want that one, but I want to see 2C Pepsi. Don't see many peppers in there. See, I'm just about out. Going to buy me out. So nobody else can. Okay, all right. Oh, I feel it right back up the peppers. Then when you come back and look again, and see the peppers cold, it ask for something else. You got all in the grape. I said, no, I can hardly get all those grape children and orange. From the spread woods, don't care of them. And they don't care at all to see, but I get the all to see from town. And I can't hardly find the grapes. That's a good orange lake. A good orange lake, I can find most of the kind. I know some of the stores in town have them, but I don't have time to get around all of them. I have to do the best I can because I hire somebody to carry them when I go. And like a person who's got a car can just go around to the stores, get what they want. But I can't because them people carry me, that's where I got to get them from. I can't keep on worrying them unless they charge me more.
Yeah.
And I ain't making nothing that much out of soda water.
Yeah.
I don't, I 20 cents a bottle is all I get.
How much?
20 cents a bottle. 20 cents for each bottle.
Well, that doesn't, you don't make much then, do you?
No.
What, you make about a nickel?
Well, I tell you the truth, I don't know a nickel. I get a cotton and dinner's well. Or soda water. Or Pepsi Cola. I'll pay $1.19. And I get a cotton down there, I'll pay $1.19.
That's 8?
Yeah. And that wouldn't, I don't know whether that was a nickel or not.
Yeah, it'd be mighty close.
I guess $1.60. Wait, that's what I get when I pay.
Yeah.
When I sell for $20 in a bar. $1.60.
But then you gotta put it on ice.
Got to keep it on ice.
Yeah. Well, they don't give that away.
You must have a big box.
I keep it. I can afford to sell a can of soda water and get by even. Or I can go get some of them for 10 cents, but they don't want them.
Oh, don't they?
Don't pay on 20 cents for a can. Or I sell them 2 for 35 cents. And sometimes they buy them, sometimes they won't. They'll buy them and give me a quarter piece.
A bottle?
Yeah. They don't, they say it was. But them people down there, they don't think it was. They'd buy them, they'd rather me give them less than them for less.
Patterson don't go to church, does he?
I don't think so.
I never seen him go to church.
You don't know, I haven't been.
He used to go with his mama. How long, you been knowing Patterson a long time?
Yes. Ever since I was a girl.
Well?
Oh, you got a lot of Rodman in here. You didn't see them Rodman?
Yeah, I saw a few.
That means somebody will have to go film.
That's right.
And that's tedious.
Well, you just eat them.
He's young and I am.
Patterson?
Yeah.
I didn't know about Patterson. He's pretty stout fella.
Yeah.
All them children of which one's the best children he's got? Is he what's the girl's name over there? Used to live over there.
His daughter?
Yeah. Used to live over there, don't you know, at that ranch across the highway.
Hold on. Me love?
Yeah.
Yeah, she seemed to be a fine girl.
She seemed to be a fine girl.
Yeah.
Does any of the boys like her?
Well, I don't know about that baby boy.
Yeah.
He stayed in my house most all the time. And Mrs. Sharp was crazy about him. We took him just like he was our little baby.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was little then. I don't know what he, how he got to be since he been a big boy.
Yeah.
Of course, I see him pretty often. He always act nice with me.
What's his name?
Of course, I tell him he better act nice with him. That's Talon.
Yeah.
He married not long ago.
Oh, the baby boy.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a skin plant. He's a hot tempered little fella. Where he get that temper?
He got a temper?
Has he got a temper?
Don't know. I didn't know about my boy.
No, that's what you didn't. That boy. And that boy will blow up someday.
Hmm.
He'll just pop like a firecracker one of these days.
Hmm. I didn't know he'd got like that.
Well, where'd he get that temper?
I didn't know it. Must have got his mama dead
away. Is Burnett like that? He put it...